From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. 8 members of the House Ethics Committee are weighing evidence against New York Congressman Charles Rangel, one of the most powerful Democrats in the House. NPR's Peter Overby reports Rangel faces 13 counts of corruption. He walked out of the ethics hearing today.
Rangel said he would boycott the hearing because he can't represent himself and the committee won't grant time to find a new lawyer. He's paid more than $2 million in legal fees during the 2-year investigation, but his attorney withdrew last month. Rangel said the counts against him involve sloppiness or negligence, but not corruption. The Ethics Committee's chief counsel said that might be true, but they're still violations of House rules. If the 8-member subcommittee finds that the evidence proves the allegations, the full Ethics Committee can ask the House to sanction Rangel. Peter Overby, NPR News, the Capitol.
A man who posted a cell phone recording of his refusal to undergo a full body scan and pat-down at the San Diego airport over the weekend has become something of an internet sensation. Arguing with TSA officials that in any other context, the pat-down would be considered sexual assault. When we were speaking at National Airport in Washington today, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano defended the government security initiative.
They in no way resemble electronic strip searches. All they do is ping in a private area away from the gate with an image that is neither retained nor transmitted.
According to his blog, software engineer John Tyner left the airport after being threatened with a lawsuit and a fine. The TSA maintains body scans and pat-downs make flying safer. It is signed there are problems in the case of the first Guantanamo Bay detainee to face trial. One of the members of the jury panel is asking to be removed. A note sent to the judge, the juror saying she felt she was being attacked for reaching a conclusion that is not going to change. 12-member panel has been considering charges against Ahmed Gailani. Prosecutors have maintained Gailani is part of an al-Qaeda cell that bombed 2 U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. Strong demand for cars and trucks in October sent retail sales to their highest level in 7 months, NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
In addition to autos, hardware stores and specialty clothing retailers showed gains. One theory is that consumers felt the first chill in the air and hit the stores, searching for gloves, overcoats, and home winterizing supplies. John Long is a retail strategist at Kurt Salmon Associates.
To some degree, that should give retailers in almost every segment some hope that this holiday season will be a brighter one than holidays past.
Because if consumers were willing to spend in October, the hope is they'll keep it up in November and December. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Retail sales rose 1.2% last month. Unfortunately, the retail sales numbers did not play well on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gaining just 9 points to close at 11,201. The Nasdaq lost 4 points. The S&P 500 dropped a point today. This is NPR. Ireland, facing major debt woes, is now said to be in talks with other European Union governments about how to best deal with its troubled finances. While Ireland has denied needing an EU bailout, fears it may go the way of Greece have roiled global markets. Greece, which has already received a financial rescue loan, has had to revise its debt figures upwards again. Analysts say with the meeting tomorrow of Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels, they'll be looking for a clear path forward for Ireland to reduce its deficit and deal with the costs of a huge bank bailout. Illegal immigrants in California are entitled to lower in-state tuition rates at local colleges and universities and will not have to pay higher out-of-state rates. State Supreme Court unanimously upheld that law today, as we hear from NPR's Carrie Kahn.
California's high court upheld the current state law, which allows a student who attended a California high school for at least 3 years to qualify for in-state tuition rates, regardless of their immigration status. The state law was challenged by an anti-illegal immigration group. Their lawsuit claimed that California attempted to trump federal law, which prohibits educational benefits to illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens. The court said that the law doesn't benefit illegal immigrants over U.S. citizens, since anyone who resides in another state but graduates from a California high school is eligible for the lower tuition rates. It's estimated that about 25,000 illegal immigrants qualify for in-state tuition at California colleges and universities. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Now appears the Food and Drug Administration is poised to act on drinks that combine alcohol and caffeine. New York Times citing law enforcement sources that announcement could come as early as Wednesday. The FDA began an investigation into the drinks a year ago amid continued concerns about young people falling ill or in some cases dying after drinking them. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington. Support.